Well, I've already had a chat with Conall. He's somebody that I know for quite a number of years. I know his strengths, I know his ability, and I think he has the capacity to make a difference. But what Shannon Airport now needs is an intense focus on the aviation activity. The Shannon Group, from a wider perspective, has done really well in developing the property aspect of the business, has done really well in what was referred to as the old free zone, the property assets that came from Shannon Development. They've done a great rejuvenation there, and there's a growing employment base. But what we need the absolute focus on now is increased flights through the airport and increased activity, because Shannon Airport is more than just the airport and the entity that's there. It's about supporting the business interests of the region, and we do need more flights. And I've already had an opportunity to communicate with Mr. Henry and, you know, pass on to him what I'm hearing from business and from hospitality and from people generally in the region. They want more flights. That's not easy. For sure, that's not easy. It's really difficult to compete with Dublin, but it's something that needs to be done, because we have seen a decline in aviation activity, unfortunately, even before the pandemic. Shannon has been losing out to Cork and Dublin. We need that addressed. That will need an intervention from the government, but it will also need a renewed focus from the airport authority at Shannon to identify what exactly is required now to meet that challenge, what exactly is required now to attract more airlines, and what exactly is needed to build more routes. And from my point of view, and I think it's clear from anybody that you talk to in the region, we do need more routes into some of the major hubs in Europe, whether that's Paris or Amsterdam or Frankfurt. So it's not about having Mr. Henry come before us in an aggressive way at all. It's a collaborative way. It's to work with him and the very good management team led by Mary Considine at the airport over the coming years to try and ensure that we get all elements right, but that we want together to build a thriving airport that sees more flights, more planes, and more passengers going through the airport.
Timmy, how important is it that you put it to Mr. Henry that, you know, the bedding in period is now over and this agenda needs to be driven forward in terms of, as you said, generating passenger numbers and looking to increase routes both in and out of the airport?
I think he's very clear on that. He has some aviation experience. He did work with Ryanair back a number of years ago. He's well familiar with that. But the days now of focusing on the group and referring to the profits or the viability of the group has to come to an end. We just have to start talking about flights, passengers and airlines. That's what drives the region. That's what ensures that the peak tourism season in the Midwest and in Clare in particular, and ensures that we get a supply of tourists, that our hotels, our tourism businesses are active, and our businesses in the region have access to the markets that they travel to. That can only happen if the airport is vibrant. And there's really good work being done under the stewardship of Mary Considine and her management team, but we need to grow that, and we need to focus less, in my view, on the property assets, which is important work, but that's the work of landlords. We've plenty of landlords in the region, and there are plenty of business parks in the region. The real kernel to the future of the airport is to get the focus back centrally on flights, on passengers, on airlines. That's what the airport was established to do in the first instance, and we now have to drive that. And I think we have a good team there. We have to work together, and I think we can make a difference.